Well, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotion. This is our every day, you and I, we get together. Deborah has tea. I have coffee. We get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. In this year, 2022, we'll go from the book of Acts to the book of Philemon. I'm so glad to be here with you this morning. By the way, it is Deborah's birthday. She is halfway done with her childhood. What do you think about that? She turned 9 this morning, so we are very excited. So they have the day off from school. They worked really hard yesterday, and so she gets her birthday day off, and she wants to be on Coffee and Devotion. So let's go ahead and have some coffee, or in Deborah's case, some tea. We'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. All right. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We rejoice in your goodness, and we pray that your Spirit would teach us. May we follow after you. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we go. We're at Romans chapter 12, the first 8 verses. Romans chapter 12, the first 8 verses. How about you read verses 1 and 2, and I'll read verses 3 through 8. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
I beseech ye, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I've memorized.
You've memorized that verse? Oh, cool. For I say, through the grace given to me, that everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministry. He who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness. All right, so we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to these? Right, so A, what is this about? Well, in verses 1 and 2, what do you think verses 1 and 2 are getting at? The passage you have memorized.
It's saying that you should not keep your body for yourself. Mm. And offer it up to God, even if it means death.
Oh, wow. That's a huge thing to say. Yeah, right. So, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a
living sacrifice.
Well, yeah. So, before we talk about dying, right, that was a pretty big jump. Let's talk about living. Should we only die for Jesus, or should we live for Jesus?
We should live.
We should live for Jesus. Remember, you got to talk into heroes. Mm-hmm. People won't be able to hear you. Yeah, we got to be able to live for Jesus, right? And so, what does that look like in your life when you are with your brother and your brothers and sister?
Not to try to fight with them.
Mm-hmm.
And try to lead them on the right path, and to be a good example.
Yeah, right. So do we get to do with our bodies whatever we want?
Mm-mm.
No, we have a living sacrifice. Now that's kind of odd, right? In the Old Testament, what would they do? They would take, what would they take to the temple?
They would take a bull.
Yeah, a bull or a sheep or a ram or doves. And what would they do with that?
They would burn it.
Yeah, they would kill it and then burn it, right? They would sacrifice it. But now, instead of it being a dead animal sacrifice, Jesus is our perfect sacrifice now, but now what do we get to do to God?
We get to trust in Him and give our lives to Him.
Yeah, we get to live our lives for God, right? That's what the Holy Spirit here tells us is a living sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens first where? And be ye transformed by the
renewing of your mind.
Oh, we got to learn how to think differently, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. So we got to live our lives, our whole lives, for God's glory. But then in the next portion, it talks about different Christians, right? Are all Christians the same?
No.
No? So there are like different types of people in the church?
Mm-hmm.
Are there some people who are really good at serving people?
Mm-hmm.
Are there some people who are really generous and like to give away stuff? Are there some people who are good at teaching?
Mm-hmm.
Are there some people who are good at exhorting?
Mm-hmm.
Are there some people who are good at, let's see, what's the other ones here? Who are good with showing mercy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are any of those people that you could be like, nah, they're not important? What do you think? Can we just say none of those people are important?
Well, we can, but it's not true.
You could say it. That's right. You could say it, but it wouldn't be true. No, right? In your body, does your hand need your mouth?
No.
Oh, it sure does. If you don't eat, will your hands be able to have strength to do work?
Mm-mm.
What about your eyes? Can your eyes say to your mouth, I don't need you? No, right? You need your... And the hands need the feet.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the whole body needs each other. Right? If one thing's out of whack, the whole thing is messed up.
Yeah.
And here it's saying, if God's giving you a gift, if He's like you and He's given a heart of compassion, you should show compassion to people.
Mm-hmm.
He's made you. He's formed you in that way. And now you get to live your life for God's glory.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, one of the things you like to do is when you can tell somebody's having a hard time, are you giving over to just, like, hugging them and making sure they're feeling okay? You try to comfort them?
Sometimes.
Yeah. You could do that to God's glory. But that's what it looks like to live your body as a living sacrifice. He's given you different gifts. Have we met some people who are very generous, who like to give away things?
Mm-hmm.
And did they do it because they wanted other people to see it or because they loved God?
Because they loved God.
Yeah. So it's a good thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think? And what would you underline in the Bible there as the best verse to summarize these two paragraphs?
I think you should underline 2.
Verse 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, we didn't really touch on this, but I really like verse 3 as well. For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. I really like that one as well. But I like verse 1, I like verse 2, I like verse 3, I like verse 4. I like all of them. They're pretty good. What would you guys, right, if you're on Facebook or YouTube, what would you underline as your favorite verse to summarize these passages? Well, I think we've done a whole bunch of calling, right? See calling. But what's the big takeaway you would have from this? How can you apply this to your life today?
You can remember that you shouldn't just keep your body as to yourself, but you should remember that you are God's and you should use all of your things to glorify Him.
Yeah. All right. We learn in the book of 1 Corinthians that our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, glorify God with your
body.
With your body. That's right. Good. You know, it's pretty amazing that God has given us the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In His physical body, right? He has atoned for our sins.
Yeah.
But then He's also made the church His body. And in the church, we get to now show each other grace.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to pray? Okay, go ahead.
God, thank you that we have your son's body and that you have given it to us so that he would die on the cross for us. And thank you for teaching us today that we should be like him and give our body to you and share our things with others who don't have them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, may the Lord bless you today. May you exercise the gifts that Jesus Christ has given you for his glory. May you love others and love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and walk in the peace and grace that he shows you in Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. You want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.